Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Beitza Daf Gimel Beitza 3, and we're going to go to Daf Gimel Amud Beis 3b, where the Gemara has a Braisa, and the Gemara cites the Braisa, which states, Echad Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, whether or not the egg was born on Shabbos, Ve'echad Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtov, or whether or not the egg was born on Yontif, a Metaltal and Osa, we're not allowed to move this egg on Shabbos or Yontif, Lo L'chas Uspas, a Kli, because we're going to say that the egg is muktzan, so therefore it's not permitted to move it. We're not allowed to move it, not to eat, and not for any other purpose, like, for example, to cover up a utensil. So therefore, v'lo ismoch bal kari amita, we can't use this egg to cover up a utensil. It's like a cork for a utensil or to support the legs of a bet. Aval kofa, you're allowed to move another utensil for it. So you're allowed to put another utensil on top of it so that it doesn't break, for example, if a person steps on it without intent. And so therefore, even though it itself is prohibited to move, nevertheless, it's permitted to move a utensil for it. And then the braisa continues, and sveika asura, and also, if we're not sure if this egg was born on Shabbos or Yontif, if we're not sure if it was born on Yontif, it's still going to be prohibited to move it. And so therefore, sfeika, a doubt about this utensil, is going to be prohibited. However, im nisarva be'elef kuhan asuras. However, even though we're saying it's prohibited, if it's just a doubt, nevertheless, we say if it was mixed in with 1,000 other eggs, which were all born prior to Shabbos or Yontif, we're going to say because one of these eggs is in a situation of doubt, they're all prohibited. So the Gemara says, Bishlamo Rabad Amar Mishem Hachana. It makes sense according to Rabbah, who says that the reason why this egg is prohibited is because of the concern of Hachana, that we're preparing from one yontif to the next. Well, if that's the case, if it wasn't prepared properly for Shabbos or yontif, we're going to say have a sfeika d'oraisa. It's going to be a biblical possible prohibition, and so a doubt about a biblical prohibition. And we have a concept called sfeika d'oraisa areil chumra. Every biblical doubt about a case of biblical law is going to be, we're going to be strict about, and so therefore this egg will also be prohibited. El Rav Yosef or Rav Yitzchak, Damer Misham Gezeira, according to Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, who say that what's the reason why we can't eat this egg? It's a rabbinic decree, and so as the Gemara has discussed earlier, and so therefore the prohibition is only rabbinic. And if that's the case, Sveika de Rabbanan he. Well, it's a doubt about a rabbinic law, and we have a principle that a doubt about a rabbinic law, sveika d'rabbanan l'kula, that a doubt about a rabbinic law is going to be permitted. So the Gemara says, seifa asan, the end of that braisa is talking about, we're not talking about an egg that was born on yontif, but we're talking about an egg that was born from an animal that was a doubt whether or not it was kosher, a suffix trefa, and therefore it's a biblical prohibition. And so therefore, even according to the one who says that an egg that was born on yontif is rabbinically prohibited, that's in general, but here we're talking about an egg that was suffix trefa. We're not sure if it was kosher or not, and that's the reason why it's going to be prohibited. So the Gemara says, well, yachi, if that's the case, what about this conclusion of that braisa, which says, seifa shenis arva be'elef kuhan asuros, that if this egg was mixed in with 1,000 other eggs, then all of them are going to be prohibited. Iamris, if you're going to say that the braisa is referring to bishlama sefek yom tov sefek hol, where the doubt is whether or not this day is yom tov or a regular weekday, well, then have a davar sheyeshal matirim. Well, that's the reason why we have to wait, because the egg is going to be permitted the next day. And the bait, there's one basic theory, although there's a couple of basic theories about why something that's eventually going to be permitted is prohibited on that day. This is the concept davar sheyeshal matirim, called davar sheyeshal matirim afil be'elef lo patel. Something that will eventually be permitted even on that day is not going to be nullified in 1,000 amounts. So the concept behind this is, as Rashi explains, since you can wait and eat it the next day when it's completely permitted, then for this reason, on this day, we're not going to nullify. Normal principles of nullification won't apply. So if that's the case, if we're going to say it's a suffix if we're going to say it's a suffix, whether or not it's Shabbos or Yontif, whether or not it was born on Yontif or not, then we're going to say it makes sense to say why it's not nullified even in 1,000. Heli Yamris. But if we say suffix trefa, if we're going to say that it's a doubt, whether or not it's a trefa, well, then it's a davar she'en l'matirni. Well, then it's something that will never be permitted and should be nullified with tibatal beruba. It should be nullified. So that's the Gemara's question. This concept and so this concept of davar sheyesh l'matirin, we're not going to go into the Gemara's answer, but we're going to talk a little bit about this concept of davar sheyesh l'matirin. So about this, we have to distinguish that this is something that applies to a food item, whether or not it's going to be permitted, but not the Achronim point out, but not to a utensil, because a utensil, you're losing its use at that period. Yeah, it's going to be permitted tomorrow, but the use of the item is what you need right now. So some of the commentaries ask about the case of a, let's say you're not sure if something was meat or milk, if you ate meat or milk, and whether or not you have to wait 6 hours. Do we say that that's also a case of davar sheyesh l'matirin? Because after 6 hours, it's going to become permitted. So by a food item where you only get to use it once, we say you have to wait. But by a utensil where you're going to use it multiple times, then we say davar sheyesh l'matirin may not apply because you're losing your use of that time right now. It's going to become nullified, so it's not actually permitted. What about waiting 6 hours? So some say that this is similar to the case of a food item. Just wait to eat it well and it's totally permitted. But others say, no, what we're talking about here is that you want to eat this food right now, so you're losing that moment. And that's why some people say that if you're not sure if you ate meat or milk and you're not sure if you waited 6 hours from that period, that we don't consider that case of something that will eventually be permitted, and you could eat it right now in a case of doubt. You don't have to wait another 6 hours.